The World Council of Churches wants to publicize programs that really make a difference in urban life. In Boston, the 10-point coalition is credited with helping to bring down the city's homicide rate 39% in the past 2 years. And it has saved lives in other ways, too. The coalition consists of mostly African-American clergy and laypersons. It was founded by the Reverend Eugene Rivers and the Reverend Jeffrey Brown. Brown tells us what triggered the beginning of the coalition.
In 1992, there was a shooting that happened in a church in the Mattapan section of Boston. And that was a wake-up call for a number of ministers. And so we got together and decided to go out of the four walls of our churches and to do some direct intervention to try to find out how to reduce the violence that was going around in our communities and around our churches.
It was a gang-related shooting and stabbing that day at Morningstar Baptist Church. Brown says the clergy decided the only way to respond and really communicate was to go out into the streets themselves.
The 10-point coalition is based upon a 10-point plan that was worked out with clergy and drug dealers and prostitutes and gangbangers and those who are out on the street. And we simply said to them, how do you see the church best helping you out of the morass that you're in? And that's how the 10 points were created.
Jeffrey Brown is pastor of Union Baptist Church in Cambridge. He says support for the project has been enthusiastic, and it has come from all quarters.
The Baptist denominations, Methodist denominations, we've received incredible help from the Archdiocese of Boston, and Cardinal Law has been tremendous help. We've received help from nonprofits, from the various foundations in and around the Boston area, from the private sector.
The 10-point coalition approach is not for someone who wants to sit back. It requires people of energy and commitment and faith.
Building cluster organizations in which churches would adopt gangs and gang members, creating safe havens with our churches, having the churches be open not only on Sunday mornings or on a Bible study class, but during the night, during the evenings, so that gangs can have safe havens to come to and to talk. We got involved with the court system. We became court advocates and started working with probation officers and judges. We started to deal with situations of domestic violence and got active in that because most of the kids that you see out on the streets are in some ways modeling the violence that they experience at home.
The 10-point coalition really does focus on ways to make a difference in the lives of urban African-American and Latino youth. That makes a difference in the community, too. It has worked so well in Boston, it has now gone national as the National 10-Point Leadership Foundation. Thanks to support from the World Council of Churches, it is also spreading to other cities in the world. Next week, we'll learn more about the way the 10-Point Coalition is catching on with people of faith and action across the country. I'm Mike Hickox.